Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Now, sitting across from me is the wonderful Niamh Cusack, who is acting in the Circle Mirror Transformation by the incredible Annie Baker, and is running at the Gay Theatre. It runs until June 30th, and they've just added Sunday matinees. So there's matinees now on Saturdays and Sundays at 2 o'clock. The Sunday's newly added. So, Niamh, you were starting to explain the play there. So yeah. When you say it runs over 6 weeks,
yes,
presumably you take that 6 weeks and run it down into a yes. play, as opposed to we need to come back every week and get another update.
It's really brilliant. It's actually 30 short scenes.
Wow.
And the thing that alerts the audience to the fact that it's week one or week two is there's a little screen up above the stage.
Okay.
The stage at the gate is different to how people are used to seeing
it. Aren't there mirrors and things?
Yeah, there are mirrors at either end, and the stage itself is right in the centre, so the audience are either side.
Okay.
So you really feel like you're involved, you're eavesdropping in a way on these classes and these conversations, because as well as the exercises and the sort of drama games that we play, you also get little moments in breaks when people are talking, and you as the audience it's a sort of puzzle, because you work out what has been happening, who's okay. got close to who, who's fallen out with who, who's, you know, whose life is changing. I mean, each of them go through a journey, each of these five characters,
yeah.
and they're My character is in her 50s. Her husband is 60. My husband is played by Richard Cooper. And then you've got Marty Ray playing a guy called Schultz, who's in his mid-40s. You've got Imogen Dole playing a woman called Teresa, who's in her 30s. Both of them have just broken up with
okay.
somebody, so they're kind of ripe for something.
Yeah.
And then you've got this wild card, who is a 16-year-old girl played by Hazel Doop, who's
Hazel
not
Doop.
A little bit older than 16,
sure.
but she's brilliant. And, I mean, the whole company... We have gone on the journey in a way.
I would imagine, yeah.
Because you get very close doing this kind of play. It's a beautiful sort of quiet play with very intimate scenes. It's also, you know, because of the exercises and games that we play as part of the drama workshop, it's ludicrous and silly.
Amazing. But it's wonderful, though, for an audience, because I think theatre gives those little eavesdropping moments, that intimacy anyway. That's usually how a theatre play will go. But the fact that this is a little bit meta in the sense that you're watching actors go through a drama workshop, but the fact that you're sitting either side, there are mirrors, that you know things that they don't know. Like, it must be very intimate for the audience. They must really feel like, because they'll, you know, as we'll know things that your character doesn't know.
Yes,
you know that
exactly,
way.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that because of the age range, it will appeal to, you know, different characters will appeal to different members of the audience. And I also, what's happened quite a lot is a number of people have come back a second time because there's a lot that you don't see on the stage that you're sort of trying to work out what's happening.
Right.
And I think quite a few people have come back because they've wanted to sort of revisit and work out, have they tied up the puzzle in the way,
oh, that's,
you know.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
yeah.
creates the hunger for that. And listen, you've done so much other stuff as well. In fact, during the song there, Maria was saying that she was very worried for you in the land of saints and sinners when you got a dig off Kerry Condon. But we're just talking about things like that. It is fascinating certainly to people like me who aren't actors, you know, the different skills that you need to learn as an actor. And fight choreography, fight direction, that's a thing. You need stage combat, you need to know how to do these things.
Oh, absolutely. And with that fight with Kerry, I mean, she had to throw the punch, and I just want to let your listeners know she never actually got me.
But, Maria was very relieved to hear that. She was worried about your well-being.
But it's as much, what was really interesting having the fight director there, it's as much me selling the hit
totally.
As her, put, you know, punching
throwing
me.
Throwing that punch, yeah.
So we did it quite a few times. Luckily, it wasn't raining. It was one of the few days that it wasn't raining. It was great fun to do.
Are they fun? Yeah, but those little, because obviously in the terms of the drama, usually a fight is a pivotal moment or a negative moment for one of the characters. But yeah. They must, just as actors, it just must be great crack.
Like, it is great crack. But when you really get the hang of it, yeah. It's like a wonderful dance. But you're being brave or vicious, or you can let out the darker side
yes,
of yourself.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah. Okay, brilliant. Well, if you were saying that the matinees, particularly on a Saturday and a Sunday, are lovely for people who want to go to the theatre but maybe don't want to make it an evening escapade.
Exactly. It leaves you time on a Sunday to just roll in, see a play, and then if you want to have a bite to eat or if you want to go home and have a bath and go to bed, you've got plenty of time to do it. And I really love matinees. It's what I tend to go to matinees. I love sneaking in. And because I think the people who go to matinees tend to really want to be there. Sometimes you know that people have been dragged along because their husband or wife, you know, is really interested in the play. But the matinees have a special vibe about them.
That's
and I think Sunday, it's the only theatre at the moment in Dublin that's doing a Sunday matinee.
There you go.
So, you know, it's the time to go and see a play, I think.
As an actor, though, having to do this play, because it's a long play.
It's not that long, actually. It's like two hours.
2 hours. Yeah. Okay, sorry. I mean long in terms of having to perform, I suppose. Yeah. Not for the audience, but for yourself. But to have to do it twice in a day, is that physically, I mean, is that a challenge? Like,
well, this play, because we're all five of us, we're switched on from the moment it starts to the end. But you get an energy from the audience, Dave. You know, that there's something about people. I think people in an audience don't necessarily know that they are as much part of the play as we are. So it's their responses. And with this play, the responses have been really different, which I think is something that Annie Baker is really keen on.
Okay.
She likes that some people find one thing funny and others don't.
Oh, interesting.
You know, so there's laughs. Sometimes it's a very laughy audience. Sometimes it's a quieter, more sort of reflective audience. And it's that kind of play. There are moments where you get real belly laughs. And then there's moments of complete silence.
Silence, right. Yeah. Magical. Can we talk about the family dynasty? Because, I mean, look, it is huge.
Ahead.
So your father, Cyril Cusack, people will obviously know as an actor and producer. Yeah. Your mother, Maureen, also acted for a period, didn't she?
Yes, they were both actors, yeah.
Sinead, your sister, is married to Jeremy Irons.
Yes.
And they have sons. Is it Max?
Max is also an actor, yes.
Yeah.
And my brother, Porrick, has a daughter, Megan, who's an actress. She's in Call the Midwife.
That's right.
And Sorica. Now myself, Sorica has a daughter, Beth, who has been acting but does other things as well.
Right.
My brother Paul and my brother Porrick are both, my brother Paul was a television director, producer.
Right.
And my brother Porrick is a theatre producer. And all the girls, so Sinead, Sorica, Niamh and Kata, are all actresses. And my son,
I was just about to ask
I'm
you.
Married to an actor, and our son naturally. We thought we'd managed to push him in another direction.
But given the fact that there is so much acting in the family at such a high level, is it any wonder that Callum eventually was, you know, bitten by and probably has the genes to be an unbelievable actor?
Well, I think, do you know what? I think it's like it's the oxygen he knows.
Mm.
And it's like what he loves the people. He loves the whole kind of collaborative nature of it. And it was like he just found his place. He went to university, but that was where he really took off as an actor.
Only at that age, okay,
yeah,
right,
so at school he wasn't, and we were delighted.
Yeah.
You know, we were saying, do anything
else. He'll be an accountant.
It would be great if he'd been an accountant. But he's so happy. And
that's
I suppose when you've got kids, you've got kids.
I do, yeah.
All you want for them is to find something that's their passion.
Totally.
And our Cal has found that in acting.
Brilliant.
And so far, so good.
We wish him the best.
Thank
Hopefully it
you.
All goes well. A quick fire round to do with all my guests before you go.
Yeah.
What are you currently obsessed with right now? What do you love?
Do you know what I love? I love meditation.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
I've started doing meditation every day. That and sea swimming since I've been home.
So you're home in Ireland, you get the chance to swim in the sea.
Oh my God, I've been down the 40 foot as often as I can be.
Brilliant.
And it's bliss.
Yeah.
It's bliss.
I'll take
you don't
your
know
word
what a luxury it is.
I'll look at people who go sea swimming and applaud you, but I'm not jumping in the freezing water. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
The most famous person in my phone? Well, I'm afraid it's probably my brother-in-law, Jeremy.
that's completely fine. Jeremy Irons is an amazing answer. Think back to when you were very young, about 8 years old, second class. Did you have bring a lunchbox to school? And if you did, what was in it?
Well, now, that's a really good question, because my mother, shame on her, we didn't have a lunchbox. I envied anybody who had a proper lunchbox.
Right.
My mother would make us jam sandwiches or tomato sandwiches, both very squishy.
Right.
And she'd wrap them in bread paper.
And just put them in the bag?
And that's all you'd get.
Squashed.
And I used to sometimes on purpose leave my lunch behind in order for her to have to come in and have bought a club milk. And my ideal lunch was a club milk and a packet of potato.
Nothing wrong with that. That is top-notch lunch decision. And the final question I ask all my guests, and forgive me, I know this is a weird one, but I don't, you see. So I want to know, do my guests wash your legs in the shower?
Oh, my God. The only time I wash my legs in the shower, it's another fine question. The only time is when I've been on my bike and I've got mud and I can see the mud.
1,000%. I would be with you. So any visible dirt, yes.
Any visible dirt.
On a normal daily basis.
Afraid not.
Yes, so don't be afraid. You and I, we are the same. I don't do it either, Niamh. That's great to hear. Listen, one more time, I will remind you that Niamh is in Circle Mirror Transformation at the Gate Theatre, and it runs until Sunday, June 30th. And there are those Saturday and now Sunday matinees added. Niamh, an absolute pleasure to chat to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
And for me, thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.